Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're happy that you're with us right now because we're going to go and have a devotional time in the Word and with our Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. We ask that you be with us today. We ask, Father, that you would lead and guide us today. Set up divine appointments, point us in the right directions. For we ask this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
So, Jeannie, it seems to me the last time the brothers, Joseph is waving as the
have
brothers.
Have a safe trip.
Have a safe trip.
Come home soon.
So now they're going to have to go face Dad.
Yeah.
And spill the beans to him.
Right. So that's where we're at. And Genesis 45:25. Says, then they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to Jacob, their father. Okay, let's see. Is Jacob going to believe them? I don't know.
Yeah, interested to see.
26, and they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and he's governor over all the land of Egypt. Now it's their turn. It's her dad's turn to feel the way they felt when Joseph was telling them. Hey, boys, it's me. It's your brother. I'm in charge of everything. I'm Pharaoh's father, you know, but yeah. It's me, you know. And I'm sure that their dad is looking at him like, okay, you were out in the sun too long. But he was probably very happy to see all of them home and see Benjamin back. So he says, Joseph is still alive. He's governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart stood still. You just see him.
They're going to give Dad a heart attack.
You can see him clutching his chest because he did not believe them.
Oh, he did not believe it.
He did not believe them.
Now they're going to show him all the donkeys, though.
That's true. That's why the Pharaoh said, you know, give him all this good stuff.
Yeah.
Verse 27. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Boom, boom, boom. His heart came back beating again.
Oh, goodness sakes.
He's such a dramatic man.
He's a very dramatic man, yeah.
28. Then Israel said... Oh, now he's called Israel.
Oh,
he was Jacob up to this point right now because he didn't have any belief or any of that.
Right.
So now he's switched to being called Israel. So let's see if he shows some faith.
I like this.
Then Israel said, it's enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.
He has to add on that little bit before I die, you know.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah.
But, okay, what... Interesting that when he was doubting, he was
Jacob.
And when he believed,
he was Israel.
Governed by God.
God. Yeah, I think that's a cool name, governed by God, Israel.
It is a very cool name.
If I was going to have any more boys, I would name one of them Israel.
Nice.
I'm too old, but Genesis 46:1. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. Okay, now... Abraham was Israel's grandfather. Abraham was barren all those years. And in his old age, he and his wife Sarah had a little boy named Isaac. And he was the one that the Messiah was going to come through, the Lord promised. And then he had two boys, Jacob and Esau, remember? So that's his grandfather. So from what I read, Beersheba, and I looked at the map, it's about halfway from where they're at in Canaan and to when they're going to go to Egypt. So they did a stop over there.
They did a stop over there.
But it's got some history to their family because it's written in the beginning of Genesis that Abraham stopped and worshiped God there, sacrificed, and had a sweet time of fellowship with the Lord there, and so did his father.
Mm.
So that was a stopping place.
Makes it a special place.
Yeah. So I don't know how long they stayed there, but he offers sacrifice to the God of his father, Isaac. Then God, so his heart's been lined up now. Mm-hmm. So then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, he calls him in the vision. God calls him Jacob.
Oh,
he says, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am.
Yeah.
So and so he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, For I will make of you a great nation there, and I will go down with you to Egypt, and I also will surely bring you up again, and Joseph will put his hand on your eyes. So, wow, what a promise he's getting from the Lord right now.
Amazing promise.
And he's affirming who he is when he's speaking to him. I'm God. I'm God of your father. And he's telling him not to be afraid, which always tells us that.
That he's afraid.
He's afraid. And he's afraid for a good reason, because Abraham was told not to go to Egypt. And what happened? True. He went there and he got off track and got in trouble, right?
Trouble, yeah.
And I know his dad, Israel, was told never to go to Egypt. So it's in his family line. Egypt is not a place I'm supposed to go to. And what if I'm misunderstanding this? You know, what if this is a trick? Or what if I go and it all looks great, but it's actually not what God's will is? So he's having some fear about going there, understandably so. So the Lord's reassuring him. But not only reassuring him, he tells him that I will make of you a great nation. So out of those 75 people that are moving, all the kids and grandkids and everybody, there's going to become a great nation. And we know they stay there for several, 400 years or something. They stay there. They park there. Never their home. But they end up becoming a million people or something. There's a lot of
more.
Yeah, a lot of them. And he said that, but I'm going to bring you up again, which is another prophecy, not talking to him personally, but he's telling him that his family, which becomes a nation, is going to be brought out of there someday. They're not going to stay there forever. It's not going to be their home. I'll bring you up again. And then he says this last promise, Joseph, his son, will put his hands on your eyes, which is referring to him dying in his old age, and that his son Joseph will close his eyes. There's a lot in that, isn't there?
There's a lot there, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Boy, so much is revealed. Well, you got to think back, as you just said, to his grandfather and his father, Abraham and Isaac. They were given plenty of promises from God. Was it Abraham given promises from God? So the promise is continuing.
Yeah, continuing. And they're each getting a little portion of the scene broken down a little bit more.
Yeah.
And how it's going to unfold. So verse 5 says, then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, and their wives in the carts which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. So they got the taxi drive that the Pharaoh had set up. So they took their livestock and their goods which they had acquired in the land of Canaan and went to Egypt, Jacob and all of his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all of his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. They packed up everything.
Wow,
and they
what
went
a caravan
there.
That must have been.
I bet you Joseph was pacing the driveway waiting for him to get there.
He probably cannot wait till they show up.
Yeah.
He's probably planning feasts and what it's going to be like when he sees his dad. And
You know, I was thinking when God gave him these promises, and like you said, it keeps unfolding. I mean, we're in our lifetime right now, but we've got children. And then we've got grandchildren. And so it would be like our grandchildren getting promises from God. But maybe the beginning of the promises happened in our lives, something specific that God was going to do. And then it gets broken down to our kids. And it gets broken down to our grandkids. And it gets broken down to their kids, our great-grandkids. And it's all little parts of the puzzle of our lives and how they're going to unfold.
Yeah.
But we have our part that we're living right now. And someday we'll be able to look back through the generations and see how God just, you know, like one of those things that you draw where you connect the dots and you end up making a picture.
I want to see us all in heaven together.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us and again giving us this time together. It's just sweet to be with you and sweet to be with each other. Bless, I pray, each heart that's hearing the word of God and wanting the word of God to be alive in them. For we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name, and everybody says,
Amen.
God bless you. See you.